Jimmy, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you, Jane.
Your Main Street gallery, Art Beyond Boundaries, has a name that really catches attention. Can you tell us just what's meant by Art Beyond Boundaries and how the idea for the gallery came about?
Originally, Art Beyond Boundaries was intended to be a sort of a one-night stand. It was going to be a temporary exhibit that would coincide with what used to be the Fine Arts Fund Sampler Weekend. And now it's Arts Wave Sampler Weekend, I think, that goes on for months. But it was intended to sort of level the playing field for artists with disabilities. That temporary show turned into, I think it was a month. And after that, the rest is history.
And so the response to it must have been very strong.
Precisely.
How long have you been in the space on Main Street? Was that first show there?
No, the first show was on 7th Street. Well, the first series of shows was on 7th Street. Art Beyond Boundaries actually began December of 05. And due to development, big money, who wanted the space that we were renting, we had to find another location. And we moved Main Street and opened the doors, I think it was February of 07. So this year, well, it's actually 2015, we will be celebrating 8 years.
That's a long time for a gallery. Galleries come and go, and I've really been impressed by the staying power of Art Beyond Boundaries. Your current show breaks the pattern just a little in that some of the artists are well-established photographers, including you yourself.
Well, thank you.
Tell us about this show and why it's called OTR, Main Street Under the Radar, and whose work is in it.
I'll start with the featured photographers. You mentioned my work. John Vallon and J. Miles Wolf. The three of us are the featured photographers, and there are nine other people who were students of mine. Students from the OLLI classes. Are you familiar with the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, sponsored by UC. Well, I taught a course there for several sessions called The Art of Photography in the Amberley Village location, Adith Israel. And in the beginning, I invited those who would be interested to participate in the exhibition that I was going to have that would be a photo focus project. I knew this was coming up. This is our second one. So there are nine of those folks who were in those classes who are the other participants in the show.
So what's the work like?
To pat myself on the on my own shoulders or back, I think it's fabulous. They did an outstanding job. It made curating it very easy. Actually, not easy in that the difficulty was I had so much good work to pick from, and that was the only problem.
Well, fortunately, our listeners still have time to see Main Street Under the Radar, as that show runs through November 7th. What's coming up after it?
It's our annual inclusive show. And we call that the Changing Perception Series. We began that series actually on 7th Street. And each year we've continued to have this show. It's at the end of the year. And it's our one inclusive show, Artists With and Without Disabilities. And each year it has grown in popularity and also attendance. We have regulars like Jimmy Jones, Melvin Greer, Joyce Young. These are established artists here in this region. Actually, they all have national and international credentials, as well as, I guess you would refer to them as novice artists. That's a challenge sometimes, marrying the artwork into one exhibit. But somehow we get it done.
How many artists will be involved in this?
Well, as I said, it's become our most popular show. Last year, I think I had maybe 30 artists. It's been consistently in that neighborhood now for, at least 5, maybe 6 years.
So interest in that show is really high.
Yes, it's come about in a rather ironic way. What happens throughout the year, as the reputation of the gallery has grown, artists will come and ask, what do I have to do to... And then I, of course, have to tell them of our mission, which is we are a professional mainstream exhibition venue for artists with disabilities. Do you qualify? Some will hesitantly say, well, no. And then I tell them about this one show that, what can I do? And then they come back. And we have a lot of repeat exhibitors.
I think it might be useful to mention that ordinarily your gallery hours are weekdays only from 10 to 5, because that's a little more restrictive than some galleries are. But a couple of times every month, there are exceptions. And I'm talking about final Fridays and second Sundays. What happens at those times?
Well, second Sundays run throughout the summer. October will be the last second Sunday, will have been the last. Final Fridays is every final Friday. The big joke about that, people say, well, when is Final Friday? The final Friday of each month. Oh, yeah. But those are the days other than the weekdays that we are doing extra things there at the gallery.
Well, has Main Street become a different place in the years that Art Beyond Boundaries has been there? What sort of changes have you seen?
Yes, it has. In fact, it was the changes that have taken place are what inspired the title of the show, OTR, Main Street Under the Radar, which I sought to highlight the cultural, the social, the architectural spirit, sort of portrait of what is North Main Street. Because most of what people think of when they think of Main Street is has been that bar district down near 12th Street. But Main Street is quite a phenomenon in itself. The changes have been astounding and very, very positive. You see people enjoying the neighborhood now, as opposed to presenting this urban challenge. Right on the corner next door, there's a fabulous amount of development going on in the Woodward Theater. And we're all looking forward to the contribution that that's going to make to our area.
Well, I do want to congratulate you, Jimmy, on the continuing success of Art Beyond Boundaries and the ways in which it shows us that art transcends the limits of disabilities, which is what the gallery's own statement of purpose says.
Exactly.
Thanks so much for coming in to talk with us about it.
Well, thank you, Jane. It's good to see you as always.
We've been talking with Jimmy Bolden, director of Art Beyond Boundaries Gallery at 1410 Main Street in Over the Rhine. For further information, see wvxu.org. For Round Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.